another wonderful episode of the YouTube podcast show here on the Hidden Kingdoms, entitled Love is Here, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. We are beginning episode number 16 of the show, and we have been working through a wonderful topic called the oppressed spirit. We are going to begin part number 7, but I wanted to bring to you me. I recorded a video of me talking to you so you would not forget what I look like. So please listen to me for a few minutes, and then we will pick up with this episode number 16. We're going to be working through a couple of stories, poems written to me. One of them's called Are You Really There? And the other one is called Thanks God. Then, as I said in my video, we're going to pick up with teaching of Isaiah 61 and 62, the Father's heart, the Father's desires, and the Father of the kingdom of heaven and of agape loves, purposes for you. So you will learn about Him and how His great love and light comes to you and the purposes for it. So we'll be working through Isaiah 61 and 62 for a little while, and then we'll continue with the oppressed spirit. But you watch me on the video, and then we will pick up, okay?
Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and I'm coming to you in person just for a few minutes to talk to you about the Love Is Here podcast here on YouTube and YouTube Music. This is Love Is Here, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. We're going to begin episode number 16. We're still working through the wonderful, wonderful teaching called The Oppressed Spirit. And we're beginning part number 7. Here in this section, you're going to hear some stories. One, Are You Really There? Written to me years ago. And one called Thanks God. These two stories are to help you understand what Pastor Deborah does, the heart of the Heavenly Father, what agape love is, where it's going, who it's reaching out to, and their responses to agape love, a voice of light in the darkness. Then I'm going to begin getting into the heart of agape love, the very source of this light, the very source of love itself, who is love, the Heavenly Father, and its mother's side, agape love. This God has a nature and an image. He has an image and a likeness, and I had to study them to understand him as both male and female, father and mother, the source, two in one, so to speak. And then I was taken to the Authorized King James Bible, to Isaiah 61 and 62. And I have studied each word and verse. So also on this YouTube podcast for you, we're going to begin probably working through Isaiah 61 and then Isaiah 62, verse by verse, so you can understand the very heart of agape love, the very heart of the voice of light in your darkness. So I'm going to come to you in person, say, I'm still here, so you can remember what I look like, because you're hearing my voice on each and every podcast with all the other videos and pictures that I put up and the music. But I wanted to come to you. So here in this episode number 16, I've just come back to let you know I'm still here, still my voice, and what I look like. I am getting a little older, but so are you physically, but spiritually we are eternal. So here in this episode number 16 of the oppressed spirit number 7, we may not get to that part today. We're just going to work through the two poems, stories, letters, and begin Isaiah 61 and 62. You have to understand Pastor Deborah's training, foundation, which was her leading and guiding scriptures, words, heart of the Heavenly Father for you, so I could take him and his heart with me into the darkness, and I could speak his words of light to you. I had to know his purposes for coming to you in the darkness. What were his goals, his purposes, his eternal words? What was he after? What fruit was he planting on earth in your spirit and soul? What fruit was he expecting to come forth? And when that fruit came forth, you, as one of his children, what were you to do? I had a lot of studying for many, many years. So you be encouraged, and you enjoy this part, number 16, of Love Is Here podcast, here on YouTube and YouTube Music, called A Voice of Light in the Darkness. So let's begin. But I did want to come to you first again and just say, hi, I'm still here. And so are you. Love, Pastor Deborah. So you listen and you keep following the podcast show. Love Is Here. A Voice of Light in the Darkness here on YouTube, the Hidden Kingdoms channel. And on YouTube Music. I'll see you out there in the darkness. So you listen, all right, to this one. And you'll learn a lot about yourself, others, and a heart that loves you so much, a father, who is also a mother, two in one. He's your image and your likeness that you're to learn about and to become. I see you out there. So you listen to my voice, a light of love in the darkness. Bye.
I'm going to begin this episode number 16, with a wonderful poem that was written to me back in February 2001. It's called Are You Really There? So listen to it, so you will know the cries and the silent cries, those out in the darkness, and what they feel like when I copy love in its light through my voice, through my actions spiritually, touch them. This was written by a born-again child of God who became a Satanist after the Christian church betrayed them, rejected and hurt them so long ago, and Satan welcomed them into his kingdom and family. He was a heavy metal music singer. He's still around. He's a precious one. You just wouldn't recognize him as being a child of God now. But God reached out with his supernatural love, and they found the love of Christ Jesus and his Father through Pastor Deborah's words of love and light. There is much hurt and anger towards the church, and this young person is trying to talk to us about their feelings and is trying to find the truth about us as Christ Jesus's representatives, his ministers, his vessels, who had destroyed his belief and his heart through such horrible ways. February 2001. So what is it to you anyway? You never cared before. Why the sudden change? Did you need to come here just to clear your conscience? Or are you really there? Like last time, when you said you would be, but I guess you thought I was not worth it. So do not try to come back to me now. What's the catch, huh? You really think I'm stupid? I see right through your silly little games. Just stay away from me, unless you can take my pain. Now, when I've shared my heart, my very being, you take it for granted, and you have thrown me away. How can I forgive you for something like that? I really cared, but I'm over you now. So goodbye. This young person has been told that Christ Jesus and his heavenly Father and me is for real, and was asked to forgive us, the representatives of Christ himself, the church, for throwing him away and allowing Satan to pick him up. They have been told that Jesus and I can take their pain, and we will love them until eternity. This person has been told they are loved and are wanted even after all they have done for Satan and against Christ Jesus. The love of God was at work. He came back to the family. He was sought after, and he was found. The next poem that was written to me by Miss Amanda. She was born into a family of multi-generational Satanists. She is still alive. She's in and out of mental institutions and jails and homelessness. And she's still there with God, deep in her heart. And she's actually a minister, an evangelist, wherever she goes, in prison, mental institutions, homelessness. She's always praying for people, leading people to the Lord, for she never wants anybody to end up in hell or the life that she grew up in Satanism and witchcraft, torture and abuse. So she's out there, and we want to thank Miss Amanda for writing this February 2001. A letter written to me by a young person. She was 16 years old. I met her when she was 14, who was born into a life of multi-generational Satanism, but the love of God touched her heart. This young person was led to the Lord by me. I was called Jan at the time, in 1998. October the 9th was the day. That was her satanic birthday. She had come to the altar at Brownsville Revival Global Ministries in Pensacola, Florida. She was on assignment against me, to take me out, to threaten me and kill me if she could. She was to come and make contact with me, so she did at the altar. She told the altar worker she was a witch and a Satanist, so they called Pastor Chan, who was on the deliverance team, to deal with her. As I walked down the stairs, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge and told me her satanic assignment. And I spoke it to her, and she said, "How did you know that? You're not a witch." I said, "No, God just told me." I took her in the back room and I called her out of the darkness. And in the realm of the spirit, a little girl, a little child, walked out of the darkness and right up to me. I had everything bound according to Matthew 18 and 18. And I led the little spirit of Amanda to the Lord. She became my spiritual daughter, and she still is today. So this young person was led to the Lord on her satanic birthday, Friday night, October the 9th, 1998. When she went to the satanic meeting later that night, she was beaten, abused, and a young girl was killed and sacrificed for her punishment, for leaving and declaring she was no longer a child of Satan, but a child of God. And Pastor Deborah, Jan, was her mother now. It wasn't a nice evening, but God was happy, and Amanda's little spirit was happy. She had been fighting to be free since she was a little girl, overturning meetings, overturning altars. She no longer wanted to live in that world. Her mother had been saved way before Amanda was born when she was 15. Her name was Deborah, same as mine. So just listen to Amanda talk to us. "It should have been me that got killed that night, October the 9th, 1998, that took the rap. It should have been me that got burned alive and ripped apart. It should have been me that died on the cross, hung in humiliation for the whole world to see. I deserve the pain and the torment. I am the enemy. I am the guilty party. Why would you die for me? Why show mercy on my soul? when I was the one who drove the nails into your skin. This grace is amazing. Your love is too great to understand. I am so dirty. I am so bad. And here you have forgave me and put me on a new path. October 9th, you began to set me free. How can I ever thank you? I hope through this you can see how much you mean to me. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and continue to do. Love always, your friend, Amanda. Amanda's heart was touched by a light of love in her darkness. Many watched her get saved. And as time went by, they too found the light of love in the darkness. Now let's pick up with one of Pastor Deborah's foundational scriptural teachings that she had to learn and study. It's called A Father's Heart, A Father's Desires, and A Father's Prophetic Words for All of Humanity. It was Isaiah 61 and 62 out of the Authorized King James Version. I use that version of the Bible because there's no commentaries in it from anybody. There had been other Bibles before. One was called the Geneva Bible and one was called the Bishop's Bible. But when King James became king of England, Scotland, and Ireland after Queen Elizabeth I passed away, who had been taught by a Protestant teacher and learned that the Holy Spirit would give us our commentaries, our interpretations of what the words meant. He came to England and he read both Bibles and said, no, they will not work. So he got all the learned scholars together. They came up with the Authorized King James Version and let the Holy Spirit be the commentary. There are some great movies about the King James Bible. Please go watch them and learn. Isaiah 61. Let's listen. Isaiah was an Old Testament prophet that God talked to and used to help us understand him. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is spiritually upon me. You will learn I was taught by the Holy Spirit to put the word spirit and spiritual in front of words, because the Bible is a Bible, a book, words of spirit and life, to help me go into the realm of the spirit, the realm of the kingdom, the heart of God. I had to understand spiritually what the words meant, what the stories meant, what the battles meant, what the Old Testament meant, and the New Testament. I had to understand everything spiritually. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is spiritually upon me. The Word of God made flesh, which was Christ Jesus, and those who spiritually believe in him and the agape love of him. Why was the Spirit of the Lord put on Christ Jesus and Pastor Deborah? Because the Lord, the Heavenly Father, has spiritually anointed them. The Son of Man, that be Pastor Deborah. The Son of God, that be Pastor Deborah. Yes, I am a God. I am a life-giving spirit. That's what God means. I am the Word made flesh. And I was to spiritually preach, announce, declare, speak, tell, proclaim the spiritual good tidings, the news, the truth unto the spiritually meek. Meek means those who are spiritually deficient in spiritual strength and courage. He, the Heavenly Father, the Lord Most High God, has spiritually sent me, the Son, the Word made flesh, the Christ in a dirt body, Pastor Deborah. Love Is Here's podcast show. in the spiritual likeness of man, to spiritually bind up, to heal, to spiritually restore your broken, your fractured spiritual hearts, your minds, to spiritually proclaim, preach, spiritually announce, decree, spiritual liberty, freedom from the spiritual fear of death and the law of sin and death and their spiritual consequences and power. I had a lot to declare, to bring to you, to set you free from things you did not even know you were bound to. To the spiritual captives I was to go. Spiritual children who had spiritually become the spiritual tail to the soul and its flesh, its earthly lust of its eyes, of its flesh, and the pride of its life. I was to spiritually come with the words of life and love as the Word of God in Christ Jesus came, to spiritually open the spiritual prison doors to them that were spiritually bound. Captives were to be set free. So that began Isaiah 61, verse 1. We'll pick up with verse 2 in the next one. You have to go slow when you read these words. It gets hard when I put the word spiritual in front of them. But if you don't do that, you cannot understand the Bible's spiritual context. And you will only look at it through the eyes of the flesh and the soul. So I don't want to do too much in this one. And we've got a long way to go in Isaiah 61 and 62. You can see right here in verse 1 that a spirit is a spiritually oppressed. It's locked in prison doors, in prisons. It's spiritually deficient. It does not have spiritual strength, has no courage. It's spiritually meek. The spirit's mind and heart is broken and fractured. It is a mess, and it needs help. So Pastor Deborah had to learn and study how to be a voice of agape love and light in the darkness. I had to learn how to be one with him. I'll tell you that story about our consummation and becoming one. It's excellent. I had to be a carrier of him. I had to be his light, his voice to you out there in the darkness. I couldn't overpower him. He had to overpower me so you would see him in and through me. So you be encouraged through these episodes, these videos here on the YouTube podcast and YouTube music. You will learn about him, about you, about it's his light, his voice in the darkness that I carried to you. So you be encouraged. And I'll see you on the next episode of Love Is Here, this podcast show. Should be episode number 17. We'll pick up with Isaiah 61, and then we'll work through Isaiah 62, and then we'll get back to the oppressed spirit. But you be encouraged. There's hope. I'm coming. And if you can see my light and hear my voice, you can come to me in the spirit. Reach out with your spirit, your heart, your mind. I can come to you in your dreams. I can visit you in your dreams. I can travel the world and never leave my home. And so can you. You be encouraged. You are not alone out there anymore. Love has come. He has come. His voice of light has come into your darkness. I'll see you on the next podcast of Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness. Love, Pastor Deborah. Bye.